alle wissen, especially hier in Chutz La'aretz, it's a big shaila about the Eiruv. Yo, we machen a Eiruv, we machen nicht kein Eiruv. Before we go into the shaila, if you could do a Eiruv, if it helps to do a Eiruv, and all of the tzdodim, we have to know it's a big ameratzes, a very big ameratzes about the whole zach of Eiruv, if it helps or it doesn't help. And it's negate a lot of places that people think, you know, today in Shabbos with a couple strings you're allowed to carry. I want to go duch, I'll be masber klo, we'll try to start this week. First to get klo shtikl, the halachas from Eiruv. It's be'etzem divided to three groups of places. Sidor zach as heist reshus orabim. Sidor zach that heist reshus orabim. A place that is called reshus orabim. We'll see later different shittas what is called reshus orabim. We'll see different shittas what is called reshus orabim. The Svov Amo, 600,000 people. Obviously, no places that are called Rishus Arabi. Now we have to know, places that are called Rishus Arabi, you're not allowed to carry inside these places in Shabbos. You're not allowed to take from Rishus Ayochid to Rishus Arabi, and from Rishus Arabi to Rishus Ayochid. You're not allowed to. And you have to know one zach. An Eiruv doesn't help. There's no tzad in the world that an Eiruv will help. As a person cannot put an Eiruv and put on the lights in Shabbos. If Hashem said you're not allowed to carry in Shabbos, it doesn't help to put an Eiruv. There's no shita in the world that Eiruv helps for Rosh Hashanah. Now the places that are called Rosh Hashanah, no Eiruv helps, and there's no shita in the world that Eiruv helps. This is one group of places. We'll see later, what is these places? Some people will say, every street in New York is Rishus Arabim. So Eiruv will never help. Some people say, Rechov Yafa is Rishus Arabim. Some people say, Rechov Bar Ilan is Rishus Arabim. So no Eiruv helps. This is the first shayla. Then we'll go to the second shayla. There's another place that is called Carmelis. What most people think that today, that Holy Yerushalayim is a Carmelis. Why it's a Carmelis? Maybe because there's no 600,000 people. Maybe because it's not wide enough. Maybe because it's not open from both sides. But there's places that are called Carmelis. These places, Midarabonon, you're not allowed to carry inside. And Midarabonon, you're not allowed to carry to them and from them. The Hainu. Carmelis is Be'etzem like Rishus Arabim. Dainu, I'm not allowed to go on the street and carry Arba Ames in Rosh Hasarabim. I'm not allowed to go on the Carmelis and carry Arba Ames. I'm not allowed to take out from my house to the Carmelis, and I'm not allowed to take out from the Carmelis to my house. No Sidei Aloche. No Sidei Aloche. You're not allowed to. What is the difference Carmelis and Rosh Hasarabim? For Carmelis, Eiruv helps. Why? Because Midoraisa Carmelis is not a Rishus Arabim. Hem Omru vehem Omru. Hem Omru vehem Omru. So this is the way Be'etzem that the things Rishus Arabim are Carmelis. And the big machlekesim are if the streets today in Yerushalayim is Rishus Arabim, Eiruv doesn't help. If the streets today are Carmelis, Eiruv helps. The streets in New York, if the Rishus Arabim, Eiruv doesn't help. If the Carmelis, Eiruv helps. We'll get to it yet. This is the second thing. It's a third thing. And this is a big, big ameratzes. Even though we learn it now in Yeshiva a little bit. Even if the place is a Carmelis. Lo mizogin, it's not a Carmelis. It's a Rishus Ayochid Gmuro. is walls around the whole Yerushalayim. Not a Karmelis. Karmelis is, maybe I'll make it clear, Rechov Bar Ilan. Rechov Bar Ilan. It looks like Rishus HaRabim. It looks like Rishus HaRabim. Just it's not Rishus HaRabim. Why is not Rishus HaRabim? Why is that? Come inside, come inside. Why is that Rishus HaRabim? Because it's not 600,000 people. It's not wide enough. There's different reasons why it's not Rishus HaRabim, Rechov Bar Ilan. But it looks like Rishus HaRabim. This is a Karmelis. Now we'll take a place that is Bichlal doesn't look like Rishus HaRabim. We'll take a place that Bichlal doesn't look like Rishus HaRabim. The whole place is closed with walls. As another takonef un shloimei ha-melech olav ha-sholem, eruv chatzeres v'shitufei mavoes. Eruv chatzeres v'shitufei mavoes. Dehainu. We are five people, we have five houses, and we have one big backyard. We're not allowed to take from our house to the backyard. From the backyard to the house. We're not allowed to. Midorabono, we're not allowed to. This is Eruv Chatzeres. Why Chazal will attack in Eruv Chatzeres? If I will come to take from my house to my backyard, tomorrow I will take from my backyard to Rosh HaSorabim. Why? I will think like this. For my house is a private place. The chotzer, five people join it together. So I'm taking from a private place to a place that belongs to a couple people. Tomorrow I will take from Rosh HaSayochi to Rosh HaSorabim. Again, if the backyard belongs to only me, I'm allowed to. From my private house to my private backyard. But if the backyard or the chotzer belongs to five people, I'm not allowed to. Weiter, Lama Zogin, we have five chatzeres with a lot of people, without a lot of people, and they have a mavui. We have the mavui. The motion in this room, Lama Zogin, every bench is a chatzer, and the passage is the mavui. It's another takona, you're not allowed to take from the chatzer to the mavui, and from the mavui to the chatzer. But here it's different. In the mavui himself, you're allowed to carry. 20 amas, 30 amas, you're allowed to carry. And the chotzer himself, you're allowed to carry. And the house, you're allowed to carry. You're not allowed to move from the house to the chotzer, from the chotzer to the mavui. So we have three zach. Lo machnas klo. We have Rishus HaRabim, that it's Isur Deiraisa Chiyuv Misef, we take out to Rishus HaRabim, and Eruv doesn't help. We have places that are called Karmelis, that most poskim, that today that Ramatir Eruv hold, that all of our streets, for different reasons, don't have a Shem Rishus HaRabim, have Rishus Shem Karmelis, and they put an Eruv on it. We have another Zach. Even if Eruv helps, even if we made an Eruv around the city, but we're taking from our private houses to the Mavui, to the street. The Karmelis is also a Mavui. It's a big Mavui. It's a public Mavui. But it's a Mavui. So the Mele, I mechuyev an Eruv Chatzeres, and then Shitufei Mevoetz. This is the halacha. So what we do, so I want to start from the easiest part. Then you have to know every Eruv also has to pass it. So let me go in, Mesuda. We'll take a building, we have a house, five houses open to a chotzer. And you want to take from your house to your chotzer. You go out to the mountains, there's five bungalows, and you have a chotzer. You want to take in Shabbos, as the Eruv, you go around, yeah, there's a gate. You want to take from your house to the ground of the bungalows. Doesn't help that there's a gate around. You have to make Eruv Chatzeres. You have to make Eruv Chatzeres. How you do Eruv Chatzeres? You take bread, pass, from every house, and you put it in one of the houses. And the same thing in Shitufim Mavoes. We take bread from all of the Chatzeres, and we put it in one of the chatzeres. Now, how it works? How it works? So Rashi in Eruvin Memtes, look in the Pesukim of Gimel and Amud Aleph and Amud Beis, is Mashmoya Simen Rashi. Rashi learns Eruv Chatzeres works mitam dira. That in Herzog and good, but because a lot of the Eterim are negiah to that. I want it to be clear. We have five people living in a chotzer, in a houses that have one chotzer. Now they want to carry in Shabbos from the house to the chotzer, from the house to the steps in the building. It's the same problem. Yeah? You want to carry from the apartment to the building to the steps. So you're not allowed to. The Rabbanon Shlomi HaMelech said you're not allowed to. So you do Erev Chatzeres. What you do? You take bread, you put it in one of the houses, from everyone together, and we'll see later how you get the bread. What helps that you put bread? Love is that we put the bread in apartment number one. So what is the Maile now? So now Dr. Rashi, Ki'ilu, everyone is living in apartment number one. They have a house together. So now, I will explain. I said if a person has one house and one chotzer, you're allowed to go out from the house to the chotzer. What would be if five people live in the house, in the same house, and all the five could go out to the chotzer? They also could carry. Because the chotzer in the house is in the same standard, the same zach, same matzah. Now if all of us move to apartment number one, so now the house is a public house of everyone, so we're allowed to go from the house to the chotzer, and from the chotzer to the house. There's no chesaron. Aye, but there's more houses that dear. It's only private people. All the people put the food in number one. So number one is a public house. 2, 3, 4 are not public houses. Rashi says Takonas Eruv makes that they live only in number one, and Keilu they don't live in 2, 3, 4. The Rambam said a bit in the Ander Nusach. Migu that they live together in number one, Keilu they live in number two, number three, number four, number five. This is the way it works. Keilu, they live in all the apartments together. Was an Efkemina just, again, in Amal, the Reb Chaim Brisker was Faherig, a young Rav. He wanted to get Smicha. So Yerim was shteter by Reb Chaim for a while. In the middle of Shaila came in. Five people, sukkah, they had a bungalow area, and they built a sukkah in the middle of the ground, and they forgot to do Erev Chatzeres. You're not allowed to carry. So they came to ask Reb Chaim what to do. So Yerim Rav said they could carry to the sukkah. While they build the sukkah, so all of them are planning to live together in the sukkah. So the mamish have a house together. The mamish have a house together. Oh, that's all. We'll see if you go to, it's one big dining room in the bungalow. It's one place that people play together. We'll see that. First, we'll make the sages claw, and we'll see that. So this was the other love time. The Mele, the whole reason is we can either put bread in number one to make it a public house. Here they decided to make a house. So even there was no food inside the sukkah and Benash Moshes, Afilo Ochi, it's mutter. Again, Lechu, it's only good Lefi the Rambam. Lefi Rashi, that the vote is, Rashi and Sukkah, that this is the house, and the other ones are not the house. This is Takonas Eruv, that if you put food in one of them, we turn this one to be a house, and the other ones are not your house, if they didn't put food in the sukkah, it's not considered Eruv. What? But this is the Takonah, but this is the Takonah. Well, this is the Takonah. Now, Be'etzem, we have to know that this Takonah, the Rabbonon, Eruv Chatzeres and Shitufim Mevoes, Abba'etzem Nogea to every Yid. Then every Yid that plans to carry in Shabbos, and this Shabbos, the Bible, we're not speaking against the Eruv yet. No, I'm saying, Lama Zogim, you say Mechan Eruv. And you want to carry in Shabbos. Lama Zogim. You have to know that you have to have a Eruv Chatzeres and Shituf Emevoes. Without that, you're not allowed to. You're either an Isur de Rabbanan. And it's like, yeah, a lot of times, people go to bungalows, they go, the whole place is a big gate. No shaila. No, not the Shabbat Eruv, though. It's Mahamish closed. If these people are carrying in Shabbos, they're either an Isur de Rabbanan. Eruv Echatzeira, Shitufi Mevois. What's it later? You go to a hospital in Manhattan and Shabbos, Lamazag. You want to carry from your room to the hall. Could be not allowed to, if you have a private room. You're in a hotel for Shabbos. Could be you can't carry. I'll go Mesudah. We'll get Plineda. We'll try to Messiah. This Aroche, what Eruv helps is only for the Isur Karmelis Milvat. If it's Rosh Hasharavim, it doesn't help anyway. And it only takes away one Aveir that is called Karmelis. Every Eruv in Yerushalayim, the Rabbanim of Yerushalayim do an Eruv Chatzeres for us. They do a Shituf and Mevores for us. What? But. Without that, you can't carry. We'll go weiter. We'll go into this more, but I just want to explain why it's negatus. Some people in Moshul don't carry in Yerushalayim. Some people on the Zogim, they don't carry in New York. They live in an apartment building. They have to know that if they take out from their house to the apartment building, they're over Isur Derabbanan. There's no heter. If they carry in the building, they don't carry. But if they carry in the buildings in Yerushalayim, they're over an Eruv Chatzeres. If you don't carry, you can't carry in the street. You can't carry in the building. Although it's Eruv Chatzeres, some people say the steps are already Mavoris. Not good, the vows not negate us if it's Chatzeres or Mavoris. But it's a Yisur. It's a Yisur. So, let me get Mesudah. So we have to, the first thing before we build an Eruv, and before we do an Eruv, we have to take care of the Eruv Chatzeres and the Shitufim Mavoris. But there are clouds that are bottom, do it for us. But let me say first what you have to do. And then we'll see if they could do it for us. You have to mezake to every family at least, to every person, that the kids are brought up to the father, a gregeris. Shir gregeris. If it's more from 18 people, let me say what they do to mezake in Gantz Yerushalayim. So it's enough to mezake yudches gregeris. It's around 12 machine matzahs. You need to have 12 machine matzah. We do it in matzah, not in bread, because it could get spoiled. And also you want to make an eruv for a long time. But the eved, you could be saying on 3.5, 4 matzahs, machine matzahs. But like a tchilah for eruv chatzeres, you take 12 matzahs. Now you take these 12 matzahs, and you have to mezake it to all the people. You don't have to go around. Bethim, you could go from every house and take a matzah. You take 12 matzahs and you mezake al yedei acher. Al yedei yourself, you can't be mezake. You go over to your friend, pick it up, and to be zeche for the whole shtot. All the people that believe in Eruv. Only to people that believe in Eruv. Not to the people that don't believe in Eruv. Siba. And you mezake to the people that believe in Eruv, and you zeche, and you say, Be'adin Eruve yeshor olono, la'afuke la'ale min abatim la'chotzer, mi'achotzer la'bayit, מבית לבית, מחוצר לחוצר, מגג לגג, מבית למובי, ממובי לבייס, שבעיר הזויס, ולכל הדורים בעיר, ולכל הבויים לא עיר. אני גסט אוסו. ובדרך כלל הוא יסתם, לכל שבס, זויס השולו, ולכל יום עם טובים. למעשה, we don't make a ברוכה. Why? Because maybe, there's already an Eruv done. If the Eruv Yerushalayim helps, especially, I will do it Mesudah, but Lam Zogim, the Eruv of Yerushalayim is a good Eruv. Lam Zogim, the Eruv of New York is a good Eruv. Now, so the one of New York was mezaket in the whole New York, Eruv Tchatzeres, and then he can't start to do Eruv. Now, you don't say Mechanet, but you live in a building with 4 Yidden, and you want to make Eruv Tchatzeres. If you make a broche, it could be a real Eruv Tchatzeres. From Yana. And you don't not want to be Yotze Bayenim. Because if you don't want to be Yotze Bayenim, including you're spoiling it for the whole city. Because if one person was not Yotze, no one in the city could carry. The Yisrael, if one person wants to spoil the Eruv, he could spoil it. He could say, I don't want no one to be mezakeh to me Eruv. Maybe the Eruv doesn't work for no one. So everyone wants to be zeich on the Eruv, not to be machshel people chas v'shalom in the Isu. But maybe Val Sofek, maybe the Eruv is chal. So maybe only if you go to a bungalow area, to these places, there is no shayla, no one did Eruv chatzeres. So then you make a brach. You have to put it in a room sheyesh by arba al arba. The sugya of Gimel Amud Beis. And sukkah, the svazeres is mistapik. Maybe you say migudah have a sukkah, have a shabbos, and you can put it on zayin or zayin. That's al moigim says that you could. Machleik is a poiskim if you could. But it has to be in a room with dalet al dalet. If it's a small little room, a small little kitchen, less than dalet al dalet, the erev chatzeres is not erev chatzeres. Because people can't live in that room. So a lot of times, why I'm saying it, because a lot of times the people that do Eruv, they look for a little corner in the hospital or somewhere, they put like, they find, oh, they give them like a little closet somewhere, a little place, and they stuff it inside there. So Nishkan Eruv Chatzeres. Now, as a Nozuch Chumre, Lama Zogin, your neighbor made Eruv Chatzeres. Your neighbor went away for Shabbos. The doors are locked. You can't get into the room. So the minute you can't get into that place, the Eruv doesn't work. I, you call a goy to break the door. While the goy cannot break the door in Shabbos, it's Chil Shabbos day, I say. The minute you're not Yaitse the Eruv. I was once in a city, and back in the middle of Shabbos, a person found out that the place that the Eruv, he went away from London for Shabbos. So the Machmir in the Yad, I said all the Eruv Chatzeres there. But some rabbis said that if the police could come with, the fire engine could come with ladders, so the etzem, you could get a guy to bring a ladder, the tzolkoi, not the tzolkoi, you could climb, you could get a good climber to climb from the window. If there's a way to get in from the window, and you could go in to get the food, b'meile, well, not to smash it. If you have to smash it, it's not good. It's right to the ice. If it has bars, the shayla, no red in the mitzvahs. Eilech and Abi. Only the marshal, a lot of the people are machmir, that the people are machmir, not the tear in Shabbos, the hozuch shash the ice, the makpid to open the matzah bags before they make the eruv tafshilim, the eruv chatzeres. The people that like to make the eruv, they don't like to tear the plastic. Because they say, like this, it keeps for the whole year fresh. If not, it gets spoiled and you're not going to the Eruv. But the Maise, a lot of Choshev Yidin, Choshev to Kvilecha the Eraise, Mele, if the bag is not torn, they can't use the Eruv. So there's a new Sefer that came out this week, what will be Ashi's people, he told us that you have to at least make a little hole in the corner. But Mele, you could break the matzah for crumbs and take it out. It's wrong to take out. You don't have to tear the holes off. It's wrong to get there in Shabbos. It doesn't make a difference how. Now, before we get to the... This are normal halachas. Normal halachas that is very negaya. You are making everyone the Eruv Chatzeres. Now, so everyone lives here, and they could come to eat the bread by night. What would be if you use your chant for Eruv Chatzeres? You know, maybe you have to have bread. You'll use the chalas, the soft chalas that you bought for Shabbos. Now, if the neighbors will decide during Shabbos, Ben Ashmosh is to come to have a party on your chalas, you'll be very upset. You don't have chalas for tomorrow. So you makpid on the Eruv. So like the Mishnah Berurah, Hazah Eruv Chatzeres doesn't help. Only if you say, Lehedi, I let you to come, and you decide that you really will not try to convince them not to eat it. But if inside you don't want them to come to eat the Eruv, it's not a Eruv. Till here, this is Alochas Pshutas. It's a bit more Pratim, maybe in the Hemshech of the Inyonim. On the different times, we'll get to more Inyonim. I want to go now to the next problem. And Herzach Ein Gut. This is the Rebbe Eliashiv, is Mekoyer of the whole Chumah here that we're going to go do. The Alochas is like this. I said again, if I have a house and I have a chotzer, I'm allowed to take out from my house to the chotzer. But if two people have two houses, you're not allowed to. What would be if in one house is a Yid and one house is a Goy? I'm allowed to take out of the Chatzar or not? The halacha is yes. Goy command the lesser. Goy is like ear. Command the lesser. I'm allowed to take out. But what would be if two Yidden live here, two houses, and the third house belongs to a Goy? So then already you need Erev Chatzeres because they're here. It's not the Shulchan Aruch, Erev Chatzeres cannot help here anymore. Here Erev Chatzeres cannot help anymore. Why? Because after you have to have Erev Chatzeres, you have to have an Eruv from the first person, from the second person, and from the third person. Goy is not makir be'eruv. Misha'einoi makir be'eruv, en le'chelek be'eruv. The Melech, three houses are open to a chotzer. Two belong to a Yid, and one belongs to a Goy. You go to a bungalow area, and five bungalows belong to a Yid. One bungalow belongs to a Goy. You cannot do Eruv Chatzeres, and there's no way to carry from the house to the chotzer. The owner of the hotel in the place is a Goy. The matter you cannot. What is the Eitzah? You have to rent from the Goy permission. You have to rent from the Goy permission to put something in his house. You have to go to the Goy, you give him money, Pachim Shavu Pruta even, and you get permission to put something in his house. If he lets you, then already it's Beseder. If he doesn't let you, you can't do Erev Chatzeres. Now here it's divided to two. We have Ramazong in the place of the bungalows. So I want to take out the Chatzer, but I can't because a Goy owns a bungalow there. So I have to go over to the Goy, and I have to buy from him a reshus to go into his house to put something inside his house. Now, it's two echetimtzes that it's negea. One echetimtze I want to take out from the bungalow to the chotzer. There's another echetimtze I want to take out from my bungalow to the guy's bungalow. I'm a friend of his. My kids want to go to play with his kids. I want to go to take something to his bungalow. So it's divided like this. If I want to go into his bungalow, I have to get permission in Shabbos to put things in his bungalow. Before Shabbos, I'm koinech, a kinyan, that I have a right to be in his house. Sekilu, his house is my house. Really, the Eruv helps. If I'm not planning to go into his house, I just want to take things to the chotzer, to the yard. So the Mechaber says, even so, you have to buy from the Goy permission to put things in his house. The Rama says it's enough to get permission from the Goy to own in his part what he has in the bungalow area, a reshus, and buying a schus to put something in his part. Even on paper it doesn't exist. Anyway, I could put their things. But I go and I buy from him a schus. But the Goy, I said, if it's only one Goy, it's not a problem. If it's two Yidden and a Goy, then I need Eruv Chatzeres, and I need to be to buy from him. I need to buy from him. Now, you have to know, I don't have to go dafka to the Goy. Chazal made a lot of kulis here. I could go to his wife, even if he doesn't let, if she's masking, it's a machlekes apoiskim, but the evidence, okay. I could go to his kids. Chazal made a lot, I could go to his workers. If he has workers that sleep in his house, not workers at work, workers that sleep. Ramazan is a big hotel, and he has workers that they have permission to some rooms. The owner of the hotel, you can't do no business with him. Start to ask rights. But you go to one of the workers that has a right to do their things, I'm buying the schus. You have a schus to be in the house of the hotel, give me a schus in that part. So it also helps. We'll go weiter. A yid that is a mumer that doesn't keep Torah or mitzvahs, he has a halacha like a guy. Now the Shulchan Aruch says, what is a yid that is called a mumer? Other if he's over aveira lehachis, it's considered a mumer. What aveira lehachis? Other even if he doesn't do lehachis, leteavay, and even betzina, if it's aveidah zareh, he also becomes a mumer. Tikrovis, I'm not sure. What do if he does tikrovis leteavay? But aveidah zareh leteavay, even not lehachis, he becomes a mumer. Shabbos, if he's mechal Shabbos befarhesye, even if he does it leteavayin, he's called a mumer. Now the Chazanish said tinoke shenishbu, it's a big shaila what it's called tinoke shenishbu. The Mishnah Berurah is mashma that our chiloinim don't have a halacha of tinoke shenishbu. Chazanish is a shtickle more makel on that. So leketchila we go and we buy from them. Till here it's pashut. These are the poshte halachas, Ramazan, the akdome to Eruv Chatzeres and Eruv Shituf and Mavoes, what we learned today. Lo nehep tzachon itzter to start to clear what is the problem. Aber azay lemoshel, I want to do an Eruv in New York. Ramazan, we'll go to New York. I have to go to New York. I want to do an Eruv in Yerushalayim. The problem is, I want to do an Eruv in Arnof for a start. And Arnof is three people that don't keep Shabbos. Three Mechal Shabbos. We checked every building, we went, we counted. Three people are not keeping Shabbos. These three people stop the Eruv. We can't do Eruv anymore. You're right, we could put strings all over Arnof. Although we said the strings only help for Carmelis. It's an issue to take out from my house to the Mavui. Only if it's an Eruv Chatzeres and Eruv Shitufim Mevoetz. So now, no, it's not such a problem. If it's three people, you send good askalim. For a little bit of money, you can organize it. We rent out a permission from them. The Israel Mumer. You can't say Tinoke Shenishbu. You live in a frum neighborhood. You're not a Tinoke Shenishbu. But what we do in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, Mirakoyesh, so much... is Arabs in Yerushalayim. In the old city is Arabs. What we do with them? In New York. Do a Eruv, pull strings all over. But it doesn't help. So how people did Eruv, man? So you can't do Eruv anymore. So the emissaries in the outer Yiddish shtetlach was Jewish neighborhoods. They only made it in the Jewish neighborhoods. Only for that place. But how we do an Eruv today? So Amol, the Shire already came up a couple hundred years ago. It's even before that. And the place coming down, we go to the king of the city, the Moshe La'ir. And we buy from him permission. Why? The Moshe La'ir could do what he wants in the city. He could throw everyone away from his house. He could do what he wants. Yeah. This was good 300 years ago. They lived in villages, and the guy wanted in the morning, he got up and he threw everyone. So he had a schus to throw everyone away from the houses. So you go to him. So, was high. Zang the Peskim, today is laws in every country that if it's security, and that's so they call it Matzav Chirum, in America they have colors for it, but it's the same idea, when it's a very dangerous matter, the government goes and they can do what they want. If the army decides that we need this building now to protect the country, they come to the people, you have to leave. These are security laws in every place in the world. Now, as a big shaila, the place can say that doesn't help only if you go to the person that has a right to decide to do a war. So it's up to him to decide that there's a war, up to him to decide it. Again, if a person that could decide to do a war, so then a lot of places say you don't have to go over to him. You could go to one of the mayors, one of the heads of the cities, that he's like the worker of this person. But again, this is very schwach in our days. No one today, in the democracy countries at least, could decide to make a war. Even if he wanted to decide to make a war, he has to have good reasons. He has to go to his parliament, all different people, to ask permission. And they could take him to court in his country to prove that he's doing it for private interest, and he will have to leave his chair. Now, there's no one that could get up and decide, I'm deciding to do a war because I want to do a war. Number two, is a lot of, especially in the big cities, they have the councilors and they belong to different countries. Now, the law, if you know the new laws in our world, is that the embassies that belong to different countries, the police and the army from the other country are not allowed to go in. They could stand outside around it, they could wait for weeks around it, but they can't go inside. If you run into your embassy, no one can do nothing to you. B'meile, that embassy has rights on their own. B'meile, it doesn't help to buy from the Moshe Leir. This is the reason a lot of the Poskim in Tovshin Nun Beis, the whole trouble there in Eretz Yisrael, Al-Pi Rebbe Eliashiv and all, that in our days, Eruv can't help anyway. Doesn't help. Forget about the Shailas that we'll get later, if Bichlal Eruv helps. The different Shailas and all the Tshuvas. Even if Eruv helps. But it doesn't help because you can't do Shituf and Mevoyes in Eruv
Chatzeres. And take over the embassy during the war?
No. Not allowed. Not allowed. Even Iran was blamed for going into American embassy even when they had a fight with America. As there is mikubal in the world, that was against the law, that was the wrong thing to do. So Iran is a country that doesn't ask questions. But if there's no one in the country that has a right to do such a zach, then maybe the American. Now, so what do some people say? But we have a little eitzah. You're right. We're not kind of shvisa to go into the embassy. We only want to buy from the Moshe Leir rights. We want to buy rights from the Moshe Leir, the rights in the streets. We're not buying rights in the embassy. Forget about the embassy. Let me always the embassy. The Badatz Eruv doesn't have embassies inside. But it has goyim that live here, goyim that rent apartments. We're going to the Moshe of Yerushalayim, Lavazogim, and we want to buy the rights in Yerushalayim. We want to buy the rights in Yerushalayim. What will you say? Yerushalayim, he can't take out people out of the country, out of the houses. Especially the Vatican, all these people have rights in different lands in Yerushalayim. You go in the old city, it belongs to all different nations and all different churches and all different zachim, and no one could do nothing. There's no way in the world that you could take it away from them. We're not trying to take that away. But Yerushalayim government has a right to go to every street and to put benches and to put garbages, and if you want to make a big afghana, they're allowed to close the street and to say, and they're allowed to tell you today is here's a Reishis Hagez, and here they could tell you today is a Simchas Beis HaShoeva here. And they could stop. They block the street. Today they're doing an afghana. Today they're making a show. Today they're making a Kabbalah Sponim. And you go to the government, you get permission, and they close the streets for you. This is what happens in the whole world. A person wants to make a big march. You go to the government, you get the rights. And by that time, the streets belong to you. And if someone will come to disturb you when you're doing the big riot, and you got permission, the police will be against you. The police will help the people that got permission to be in the street. So because of that, some are born in that you're right, that to go into the embassy, I will not have a heter on Shabbos. To go into lands that belong to the government, because the government doesn't have no permission to do it. But the government has permission to use the streets. The mitzvahs is that they have. What do you mean? go, if you want to make Avgona, go to ask permission, you'll get it. You'll get it. Again, sometimes it's not true, they don't have a right to close the street forever. For 5 hours, for 10 hours, or the Lutzil, they will come and they will take a piece of street and they say it's normal street, and the people that live in the buildings will go to court, they will win against the government. And while they will win against the government, again, it's not called that the government has rights. Apialoch, no one has rights. The question is, Belom, does they have rights? If the Meister Atzlo, they can't take it. So this is the reason, Be'etzem, a lot of Choshev Yidden don't rely on the Eyuv. Before the shyness of Eyuv. The Meile, what all these Choshev people do? They do a private Eyuv in their Rishus. The Hainu. Lama Zalim, you don't want to carry on Yerushalayim. Because you choshesh. So the Eruv Yerushalayim is not good for you, and the Eruv Chatzeres of Yerushalayim is not good for you. Because if you can't carry there, so the place that it's put in Yelim's house, it's not good for you. So if you're a Machmir, and you don't want to be Semech on the Eruv, you have to do an Eruv Chatzeres to your Chatzim, and you have to do Eruv Chatzeres to your building. So, Lemoshel, if you live in America in an apartment building with Goyim, so it doesn't help to make Eruv Chatzeres in your building. You will have to go to every Goy in the building to ask permission. Dahinu, even if you want to rely on Eruv, we have a problem. And your building you can't carry. Because even if you rely on these people, I will say that the police and the CIA, all of them have permission to stop streets, they don't have permission to go to private property. This is mamish shvel to say, the Metzius today it's very shvel. So Rabbi Yashi was very machmer of them. Stam, nicht zu machen, the ganze Welt schkotzin. Some people, I see some people carry. Yeah, so we're speaking without all the problems of Eyuv. They have a tziruf of a Tshuvas Chasam Sofer that says that Be'etzem, why Chazal said that you can't make an Eyuv when there's a Goy inside? What? We don't need a Goy. We say, Goy doesn't disturb. Shein in Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, it's a Gemoris maybe, that Chazal didn't want the Yidden to live with Goyim together. And we'll learn from the Ma'isim Aroyim. So they tell you on Shabbos you'll be stuck. But maybe people will stop. Rosh, the prison thinks of Azazach. So he thinks, no, I can't live in an apartment building with a goyim. I can't carry on Shabbos. Zedek Hasim Sefer, about the day that we're in Golis, and we can't choose where we live anyway. So maybe Bizman Azir, they were not metaken this takone, that Akum disturbed. The Ma'asim Chazanish says that we can't say Mechandis. It's only B'tziruf a lot of Zachen, we can amol Metzaref it. So again, the Ma'asim, the Ikar HaAloch is Azei. Some people are Machmir, that the Ma'asim, the government today, Rabbi Yashiv, is very more noted to be Machmir, that the government today cannot be Machmir or Rishus, and the Mele, it's not good. Number two, even if it helps, you have to do it. You can't. You go to a place, there's a bungalow, there's some game in the place, you have to be kind from someone. It's not enough to make an Eruv. You come out, the place is closed. 2 years ago, someone made an Eruv here. Yeah, the Eruv works yet. Looks, yeah, it's checked, it's okay. It's garnished. You have to go to buy permission. Then, even the people that want to be Mekel, that you go to the Rosh Ha'ir, you have to know it's easy for the streets or for buildings. The Vigoyim, it's very shvel that it helps. Apartment building that we're going together with Yidden, it's also, it's very shvel. Even if you want to be Mekel, there it's very shvel to be Mekel. Now, we have to know that this Shaila will be a lot of time Negea if you go to a hotel for Shabbos. We have to know what is the ghetto of the hotel. If everyone has a private room in the hotel, you can't take from your private room. Again, if everyone eats together in the hotel, could be the fact that they eat together, it's already enough. We have to see, what will be if you have also goyim and also yudin? This is a bezundazach. Hotels and yeshivas and all these kind of places is a bezundashir b'fnei atzmai. We just have to know that you have to know every time in all these places that you go if is a eilu chatzeres, if is a shitufim mevoris or not. Just I want to come out with einzach. Where the place is ukif mit mechitzes, doesn't help. Mit Hashem, will be mamshich. Thank you.